Welcome to Touch Studio. I'm going to show you how to play with global state in Touch Studio. Okay, so let's add a new script. I'm adding a new script here. And now what I'm going to do is to add a new global variable. So I go to the data tab, I hit the plus button, and it shows me a new variable. It named it V, and say we want to name it counter. I rename it. And it has the type number. I could change that type, you know, it shows me the list of types, but let's keep it the number now. Okay, so let's go back. Let's go back. Now we can go to the action. We're in the main. So what we are going to do is we are going to get rid of what was here, and instead we want to assign to V. So we don't want to assign to result, we delete the result. We say we want to assign to V. V is not here yet, so we need to find it in data. Oh, it's not called V, it's called counter, right? So we want to assign to counter. Now we want to just increment it, right? So we just say counter gets counter plus one. Right? And after that we are going to just post the counter to the wall. Okay, now I run it. Posts one, I go back, I run it again. As expected, it posts two and so forth, right? So this is a piece of global state. If I now turned off Touch Studio, right, and then turned it back on, I went to my script, which hopefully is script one. I run it again. Now it's going to be three, right? So Touch Studio actually remembered the global variable. It's stored permanently there, right? And until you reset it, it stays there. Okay, so that was a global variable. The next thing we are going to do is we are going to create a different piece of global data, but actually quite different, right? So what we are going to do is we are going to pin that action to Touch Studio. Now this brings us back to the Touch Studio screen, and we can see the action here, right? It's pinned here. We can run it from here now. Well, it's four. I run it again, and now it's going to be, of course, five, right? So it kind of works as expected. I can also edit it. It's the same action. So, well, actually, what I want to see in the global, in the data tab, we actually can now also see the tile, right? So this is the piece of global data that I have created, that's the tile. So I'm going to now modify that tile. So instead of posting the counter to the wall, I'm going to go to the tile, which should be here in global data. Data, main tile. No, I don't want maps, I want main tile. And I'm going to set the counter. The counter is the kind of little counter that's displayed on the tile to our counter variable, which is here. Right? So now whenever I run it, it doesn't display here anything. But instead, it's going to show us a little 6 here. Right? So I can run it again, and it's going to show us 7 after a while. OK, so that was two pieces of global state. One was a variable that we have created, and the other one was tile. I guess that's it. Thank you.